Good afternoon. I want to thank everyone for coming today. I'm Mike Bender, Dean of W.K. Libraries, and we're here today to celebrate the 20th anniversary of the Glasgow Campus Library, an integral part of W.K. Libraries. And Brian Coots will be speaking later, and he's going to briefly go over our illustrious history. We're here, and WKU is here in Glasgow because how important higher education is for Glasgow and for the region. The library is here because it supports the Glasgow campus in all its pursuits. We're also here because Glasgow wanted a library for the Glasgow campus of WKU. And a tremendous amount of work and effort went into making the dream of an extended campus library a reality. In preparation for today's program, Brian Coots, Department Head for Public Services, and Kath Panavaria, the Glasgow Campus Library Coordinator, worked really hard, and I want to thank them. It's now my pleasure to turn the microphone over to Dr. Juanita Bayliss, and as you all know, Dr. Bayliss is the director of the Glasgow Regional Center. I also want to thank Juanita for all her support these many years in the development of our Glasgow Campus Library. Thank you.
Thanks, Mike. I want to welcome everybody. Before just a couple of remarks, I would like to recognize five people in particular. Davy Greer, our county judge executive. Daryl Pickett, our mayor. And Nita, you told me Little, right? Nita changed her name on me, so you see, I have to think about it.
Totally confused everybody.
Yes, representing our Donnellys that you will hear about later that we had a substantial endowment from. So thank you for being here. And then the other two folks are somebody who heralded us through the old days and all of the trials and tribulations. And unfortunately, we only get to have her as guest speaker now, but Fina Simpson. Fina, thank you for all of your time and work. And we weren't sure we'd ever find somebody that could take what Fina had built and move it forward. And then Kath Tenavaria showed up. And Kath, thank you so much. You're carrying the mantle well. So thank you. Thank you. One of the questions that I've been asked forever is, what do your students do about the library? And we've always been able to proudly say, it's not that different than if they're right over in Bowling Green on the hill. So Mike, Brian, and to everybody associated with the library, for us to be able to provide this service for our students, makes it possible for our campus to grow, and now even for us to have four-year degrees available right here. So to the community for saying we gotta have it, and to Mike and everybody for saying we can do it, just my heartfelt thanks to everybody.
Thank you so much, Juanita. At this time, I would like Dr. Brian Coots to come forward. Brian is department head for Library Public Services, and he worked with me and a task force in developing a plan for our extended campus library program, of which a highlight was the development of the Glasgow Campus Library. Brian?
Well, good afternoon, and Dean Bender, Associate Dean and Campus Director Bayliss, members of the Glasgow Business and Professional Women's Club, other honored guests. In the spring of 1987, Dr. Bender appointed a task force on providing library services to extended campus students, chaired by Dr. Sally Ann Strickler and consisting of Harley Brooks and myself. And the three of us were given the mission to explore past practices of providing library services to extended campus students. The tour, WKU's proposed extended campus centers in Glasgow and Owensboro, Russellville and Elizabethtown, Fort Knox, to scout out possible library locations and partners, and to investigate the use of emerging technologies in delivering information to extended campus students. The task force also visited the University of Kentucky and interviewed their extension librarian. And Sally Ann and I benefited from the fact that Harley Brooks was a retired Grolier encyclopedia salesperson who had traveled the highways and byways of Kentucky, knew every library director on a personal basis, and was able to find even the most obscure rural public libraries. Our exhaustive report was later published as an ERIC document by the U.S. Department of Education, and it called for the provision of library staff and student assistants at off-campus sites, as well as the main library, free online searching for patrons, free copy service for patrons, free delivery of articles and books to patrons, reserved materials at off-campus sites, reference assistance at off-campus sites, a toll-free 800 number for patrons to call the main library to request information and materials, a 24-hour telephone to record requests, and the use of a courier and telefacsimile to deliver information. Some of these were kind of radical notions in the late 1980s. Using telefacsimile machines to fax resources to off-campus students was an entirely new concept, both in Kentucky and the United States. As an experiment, we were able to persuade Dr. Bender to lease 4 facsimile machines for a year and install them in Glasgow, Fort Knox, Owensboro, and Bowling Green at a cost of $4,182. Therese Baker, who's here today, was hired as our first extended campus librarian in the summer of 1987, and we began offering limited library services that fall in partnership with the Mary Wood Weldon Public Library in Glasgow under the directorship of Jim Hyatt. And Jim generously offered us space on the second floor of the public library for WKU materials, which included, in those days, the Wilson indexes, education materials, and nursing materials. And in return, Jim desperately needed money for staff. We paid for a part-time library assistant and a student assistant. On November 16th in 1987, WKU President Kern Alexander announced plans to open a Glasgow campus to be called WKU at Glasgow, with the hopes, he said, of drawing 3,000 students to the campus within 5 years. And despite criticism from the University of Kentucky, and reports in the Courier Journal calling the idea ludicrous, and an editorial entitled Stop Kublai Kerr, WKU Persevere. And within weeks, President Alexander's announcement, WKU Libraries established a second task force chaired by Dr. Strickler, and again including Harley Brooks, Dr. Levy, and myself, to explore the costs of establishing a library in Glasgow, Kentucky. And the committee estimated initial costs of $186,835, with continuing costs of $175,781. On February 7, 1988, complete with the Big Red Band, more than 700 people jammed the former high school auditorium in Glasgow for the official ribbon cutting of WKU's Glasgow campus. Speakers included President Alexander, Mayor Charles Honeycutt, and former Governor Louis Nunn. Soon after the opening of the Liberty Street campus that February, the Business and Professional Women's Club of Glasgow, with Golda Wahlberg as chair, initiated a fundraising drive with the goal of $100,000 to establish a branch of WKU Libraries in Glasgow, a goal they reached in the amazingly short period of less than a year. With this support, WKU Libraries hired its first Glasgow librarian, Dr. Bonna Betcher, and in the fall of 1990, opened WKU Glasgow Library on the Liberty Street campus. In the fall of 1994, Fina Simpson became our Glasgow campus librarian and helped develop plans for the new modern branch library you see today. Since that time, WKU Libraries has received generous support from Glasgow supporters. When one renovated classroom proved too small in the old school to accommodate our collections, T.J. Sampson Hospital sent a construction crew to cut through the wall into a second classroom, fixed a leaking roof, and repainted the entire library. Transfinancial Bank A predecessor of U.S. Bank provided funding for some of our initial computers. The employees of R.R. Donnelly donated $50,000 to purchase circulating laptop computers and to establish a campus periodical endowment. Our present librarian, Catherine Penavaria, arrived in the fall of 2000, just in time to coordinate the move of our collections to the new Glasgow Regional Center, which opened in January of 2002. And since that time, we've continued to use the interest from the original Business and Professional Women's Club of Glasgow Endowment to provide state-of-the-art library services to Glasgow campus students. It's a real pleasure to introduce the president of the Glasgow Business and Professional Women's Club, Monica Conrad. Monica?
Thank you. To Western Kentucky University, Dr. Bayless, Catherine, Dr. Coots, for inviting us to be here today. The Glasgow Business and Professional Women's Club has a long-standing tradition of promoting community initiatives in Glasgow, Barron County, and throughout the state of Kentucky. In its efforts across the state, business and professional women have provided support through fundraising efforts, including the Women's Health Center at T.J. Sampson Community Hospital, the James Graham Brown Cancer Center in Louisville, and the Ephraim McDowell Cancer Research Foundation in Lexington. Our partnership began with Western over 20 years ago with the Library Fund and continued with the nursing facilities. Today, we celebrate that partnership and continue to forge new ones, such as the Samuth Race Business and Professional Women's Club at Western. Through the leadership of Dr. Bayless, Ann Patterson, and BPW members, women at this campus now have the opportunity to participate in an organization dedicated to achieving equity for all women in the workplace through advocacy, education, and information, an important milestone for our club. Thank you so much for asking us to be here today. I'm now going to turn it over to Georgia Beth Albany, who served as president during the fundraising drive for the library. Georgia Beth.
Thank you, Monica. Thank you very much for inviting me to be a part of this celebration today. I really wish that Golda Wahlberg and Ladine Hamilton could be here. They were the ones who worked so hard with that committee and that group and did a good job of raising the funds for this project. I just happened to be president at that time. Marsha Rigney was actually president, I believe, when the group began their work, and then I was president following that. And it's been a great group to work with, and I appreciate very much the work that they did. I'm going to name some names. I'm probably going to regret that I started this, because I'm sure I will leave someone out. But there are just some people who need to be recognized that did work on this. And besides Golda Wahlberg and Ladine Hamilton, I have Moray Foster, David Greer, Becky Williams, Marcus Kingry, Norma Redford, Lou Reed Martin, Olin Follis, Mona Goodman, and let me just say many others. There were about 100 or 105 members of the club at that time, and I'm sure that most of them were very involved in that. I am a graduate of Western Kentucky University. I started in 1975 and graduated in 1985. I bet some of you didn't know there was a 10-year program. I obviously was a non-traditional student and was working full-time during most of those years. I estimated at one time that I drove and carpooled approximately 35,000 miles between Glasgow and Western's campus in Bowling Green. Think what a difference it would have made in my life had this campus been here then. It would have made a tremendous difference to me, as it has in the life of students of this community now and the surrounding communities. So thank you very much. I'm pleased to be here. I'm pleased to be a member of the Glasgow Business and Professional Women. I'm still active in that organization. And as Monica said, we have now a student chapter here. Thank you very much. On behalf of the Business and Professional Women of 20 years ago, I thank you very much and wish you the very best in the future. Thank you.
Okay, I'm the last one before the cake. As George said, the one person who we all hoped would be here is unfortunately not able to for health reasons, Golda Wahlberg. She was the driving force behind the fundraising drive. Certainly other people were involved, but if you've never met Golda, then you, I can only say that force of nature is the phrase that enters your mind. And she was very nice when I called her and wanted to participate to any degree that she could, so she wrote up a short statement for me to read, so I'm going to read that for you now. This is in Golda's voice, I hope. When I came to Glasgow in August 1956, I was almost immediately invited to attend the Glasgow BPW Club meeting. I was impressed, and if I had not been asked to join, I'm sure I would have inquired what my possibilities were. Its members were all strong in their business and professions and were ready and anxious to be successful. The club, organized by such leaders as Beulah Nunn, Moray Foster, Anne Rogers, Ladine Hamilton, Norma Redford, and others, was sure to be worthy of projects that would change the face of Glasgow, and I wanted to be right in there with them. The success of the WKU Glasgow campus was on the minds of everyone, especially those of us who were educators. When asked to chair a committee to raise funds for the university library, I suggested that we raise $100,000 and also asked if I could choose the committee. Eventually, I chose Ladine Hamilton as co-chair, and Lou Reed Elmore, Davy Greer, Mona Goodman, Joyce St. Charles, and Willa Taylor as members. Each had an ability to sell our project and engage every other member to give it her all. Two other fundraising efforts were underway at this time, the YMCA and the Museum of the Barons. A businessman involved with one of these projects came to me and said, "Get out of this library fundraiser before you embarrass yourself. You cannot succeed." Well, if our fire was just getting started, it burst into an inferno at his remarks. That day, I left the club singing. She began to sing as she tackled the thing that couldn't be done, and she did it. Actually, we did it. Dr. Meredith noted that this was the most ambitious project ever undertaken to aid the library by a private group, and added, "It will serve as a testimony to the value placed on higher education in the Glasgow community." If Dr. Meredith were surprised by such an undertaking, few people in Glasgow doubted that the BPW would succeed, for that group of women was and is more than a meet and eat organization. We were supported right from the start with $10,000 donations from R.R. Donnelly's and Eaton, and several $500 and $1,000 donations. But there were also many $1 to $5 donations, which in some cases were the widow's mite. The project began March 11, 1988, and reached its goal on February 2, 1989. Our 54-year-old club is still eager to show its inclination and ability to choose wisely, to create where needed, and to serve a city worthy of its efforts. I will miss being with you for this celebration, but I am improving in health every day. Congratulations to the WKU Glasgow Library for 20 years of service. Golda Walbert. So we have a choice to make about which event to target the party for. This is not the anniversary of the library opening. That was actually a year and a half later. I didn't think it was the right thing to put the emphasis on the actual now open for business end of it. I really thought that the community effort and the fundraising should be the target for the celebration. So it was 20 years and 2 months ago that the fundraising goal was reached and the plans started in earnest, and all of the many people involved who had to research the equipment and the materials and things. That was just the beginning of it, but I am a very, very proud member of this university community as a whole and also of this campus. I live here in Glasgow, and I have for the last 8.5 years, and I agree with Golda that all of the effort that everyone's made is totally worthy of this place. I have been very happy here. I have a 15-year-old son who goes to Glasgow High School. So this is a terrific place, a little bit different from where I grew up, and I have had to make some adjustments to my hearing because local speech required some interpretation when I first moved here. One of the first things one of my coworkers said to me was that she couldn't work on Thursday because she and her husband were stripping. it's been an adventure. So thank you all so much for coming. We'll have our cake now and our drawing for our door prizes. So if you haven't had a chance yet, just go ahead and drop your name in the little box on the thing. And thank you so much for coming.